Kia ora, this is Lorna Johnson and you're listening to Making Palmy Home. Good morning everyone, and my guest this morning is a fellow veterinary colleague from Massey University, Kavitha Kongara. So good morning Kavitha, how are you?
Oh, good morning Lorna, I'm good, thank you.
Well, I know you're a very busy person, so thank you for taking time out to come and do the interview.
Yes, thank you. And it is my pleasure to be invited here.
That's lovely. So Kavitha, obviously, as a colleague, we've worked together on stuff, so I know you quite well, but I'm going to ask you some questions so the viewers, the listeners, rather, can get to know you a bit better. So just tell us a little bit about your work at Massey and what you're doing here in Palmerston North.
I'm a senior lecturer in veterinary anatomy, Lorna. I teach anatomy to Bachelor of Veterinary Science students, and also I use it to teach to Bachelor of Veterinary Technology students. And in addition to teaching, I have some research component as well. I need to do research. My main areas of research are pain management in animals, and teaching, research, and also I'm doing some surveys to the school and university, and also to the community.
Oh, okay. That's quite a busy workload.
Yes.
And so how long have you been at Massey now?
We migrated to New Zealand in the early 2003 to pursue a PhD here.
Right.
Since then, I have been with vet school at Massey and in Palmerston North until now.
That's good. You're very loyal to Palmerston North.
Yes.
And to Massey University.
Yeah.
So so when you say we, that was you and your family?
Myself, my husband, and we have one son. Yes, that is our family.
Oh, that's lovely. And where were you living before?
We were living in India, southern India. And the state, we have many states in India. I have come from Andhra Pradesh in India.
Right, okay. And I think India is such a huge place, isn't it? That there's quite a strong state identity. So people identify very much, as much as the country, also the state that they come from and some of the characteristics and traditions of that state. Is that right?
Yeah, our Andhra Pradesh has got different culture than the northern states, eastern states. Ours is a southern state, so the culture is different when compared to the other states in India, the regions in India. You know, India is a huge country, many states, many languages, many cultures, a multicultural country.
Yes, absolutely. I think maybe we have a tendency here in New Zealand to just say India and think of one thing. But as you rightly point out, it's a very diverse country.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Mm.
So what attracted you to do your PhD in New Zealand? Because, I mean, you could have gone to lots of different places to do that further education, presumably.
Yeah, but Massey Vet School is very famous for veterinary science and animal sciences as well. So before answering this question, I should tell you something about our backgrounds. My husband and I, we did Bachelor of Veterinary Science and Master of Veterinary Science back in India in our state. And then we started working as lecturers in the vet school where we graduated. We heard about Massey Vet School and its eminence for veterinary science. My husband first applied for his PhD here at Massey Vet School, and he got admission. And he came to New Zealand in late 2002. We didn't know about immigration and other things. Our only aim was to pursue higher studies in a good vet school and outside India, and to see what's happening on the other side of the world and what is the quality of veterinary education other than Indian vet schools. That was only aim of us. So my husband came first. And after coming to New Zealand, he got to know other Indian students at Massey University and Indian families living in Palmerston North. And then he got to know about immigration and other opportunities here in New Zealand. And then he applied for immigration. And luckily, Within 6 months, we got our permanent residency for the family. So I followed my husband along with my son, with our son. He was about 4 years old then.
Oh, wow. So that's a really, that's quite nice to hear, actually, a positive story of immigration, because sometimes it's not that easy for people, yes. You know, so that's good. And good to hear that Massey's reputation is, you know, quite well known abroad, because yes. I think, you know, often we don't value what's really close to home. We don't really realize, you know, how we're seen overseas. So it's good to hear. Yeah. So you and your husband are both qualified as vets in India.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. So there just seems to be a thing about vets marrying other vets. Have you noticed? As a vet married to a vet. So when you first came here, your husband had already been here for a couple of years, you were saying?
About 8 months.
Oh, about 8 months, yeah. Right. Yeah. So he had at least had a chance to, you know, put down some roots, try and work out how the system worked and all that sort of thing. Yeah. Do you think that made it any easier for you and your son arriving?
Yeah, it made me. Our life easier.
Yeah.
Because my husband was here earlier than me and he could know what is what and how to live here in Palmerston or the New Zealand type of culture. And then after I came to India with my son to join my husband, then I got admission at a massive vet school to start my PhD as well. And luckily our son turned 5 at that time and he could go to school.
Right.
So we were all busy.
So that kind of worked out quite well. You didn't have to look for childcare
Yeah, it went well.
So for you and your son, was it very different coming here compared to, you know, where you'd been living in your state in India?
Yes. There's a lot of cultural difference, difference in the weather and other things. We had to adapt to quite a lot of new things.
Yeah.
But our son, he adapted earlier and faster than
did he?
than us to the cold climate here, because India, the region where we have come from, is a tropical region.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So yeah, cold adaptation to cold.
So bit of a shock coming to Palmerston North from a tropical area, I would
but,
say.
Yeah, we never had any problem with our son in adaptation to the environment and to the people here, because the school he went was a great school, College Street Normal School, which has got multicultural environment in the school.
Yes,
they could adapt or accommodate the children from different nations or countries, and he enjoyed that school well.
That's good. I've heard that from other people, actually, that you know, College Street has got so many different nationalities that they're very good at welcoming new students and making them feel at home.
Exactly. So, it's true.
Yeah. So that's quite funny there. So how long do you think it took you to adapt to the different climate?
It did not take too long for me, for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, for myself, for my husband. Our son, he adapted very well and faster. So it took about less than a year for us, because we were going to Massey almost every day those days. So there were professors who has got good exposure and broad exposure to multinational or international students there. So we did not feel much problem at that study place. And social life, we did not have that much problem, because Palmerston North is a good place to live in. We have got good Indian friends all around then, and then the place we felt very safe. I should give an example of how we felt safe with Palmerston North in the early days of our migration.
Yeah.
Can I explain?
Can I take
a minute about that?
Yeah,
that was a really an interesting story. I'm going back to my memories. Mm. That is about 17 years ago. Our son started school here, College Street School. And as we both were doing our PhDs at the vet school, we could not get back to his school to pick him up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we arranged after-school care at YMCA. So the arrangement was a van driver from YMCA was picking up the kids at 3 o'clock after school to YMCA, and we were picking our kid at 5 o'clock after the daycare was in. One day, after 3 or 4 days, our son started by MCI. The van driver forgot about picking up our son at 3 o'clock after school. Our son just joined the school about 1 week ago.
And he was only 5 years old.
He was only 5 years old. He went to YMCA only 3 days before then. The van driver forgot about him to pick up. Surprisingly, our son walked from College Street School to YMCA by himself, and he was safely.
Oh my goodness!
It is really still exciting or surprising to me today as well after 18 years.
Yeah.
So the YMCA people were shocked and they called. They called us to our workplace. Your son is safe and he came. He is at our YMCA at the moment. This is what happened. Then we were really happy that this is really a safe place, Palmerston North, to raise our kids and to begin our migrant lives. That was my personal experience and best example about Palmerston North.
Also says quite a lot about your son's independence and confidence. That's fantastic. My goodness. Yeah. Okay. Oh, but a little bit nerve-wracking.
Yes, yeah. I feel nervous even today.
Yeah, when you remember it, I'm sure you do. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so I think a number of people have commented to me about, you know, feeling safe here. And I think that's an important thing, you know, particularly when you migrate and you don't know really what the new place is going to be like.
Yes, yeah.
That feeling of safety really helps you feel settled, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. And thereafter, we trusted Palmerston North End.
That's good. That's really good. So have you had a chance to get involved with any organisations in the city? Or is most of your... I know you've got a busy work life.
Yes,
In most of the people you know through Massey, because it is a very multicultural environment itself.
Yes, I am mostly involved with Massey cultures and Massey organizations rather than outside community.
Mm.
And community organizations, there used to be some Indian cultural organizations like CHSI, service organization, used to go with them and participate in their cultural programs or service programs. And apart from that, I'm working at Massey and I have been actively participating in weekend CAD dissecting clinics at the Massey at the vet school.
Oh, that's right. That's a good piece of community service that the vet school does, isn't it? I think it's limited to people with a community service card or
people with a community service card could bring their cats for dissecting, either male or female cats. Yeah, because of the recent work commitments, I'm not going for the past 6 or 7 months, but before then I was participating in that program.
And the people who do that, they're volunteering their time.
Mass academics are volunteering their time.
That's a brilliant scheme, really.
Brilliant.
I'm not sure that everyone might be aware of it, but it's there's always quite a waiting list, isn't there?
They're coming through local SPCA.
So if people here are listening to this and they're interested, they can access it through the SPCA.
They should have community services card, and the surgeries are at a cheaper price than the usual.
Which is great community service and giving back to the community from Massey, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
All right. Well, we'll just take a little break at this stage to listen to some music, and then we'll come back shortly.
Sure.
Right, so we're back on Making Palmy Home, and my guest today, Kavitha Kongara from Massey University. And before the break, she was telling us about the really good de-sexing of cats service that Massey University offers to the community, which is fabulous. So, Kavitha, it's quite a while now since you migrated to Palmy, and you're obviously well settled here now. Can you remember, if you think back to those early days, were there things that helped you settle quickly? What do you think really helped in trying to feel at home here?
Because we were doing our PhDs here at the vet school, it is a multicultural and multinational community. We did not have a heartbreaking problem or anything there. Of course, there are some bumps on the road, not a straight line the road was. But as soon as you get into New Zealand or migrated to New Zealand, you try not to be nervous or excited or freaky or afraid of how we are going to settle in here. Can we find any job or anything like that? Of course, that worry will be there with everyone. But try to match your skill sets with the New Zealand employment needs, because coming from a different country is a different story. We were born and brought up in a different culture and different environment, and we will develop a different skill sets or training for any studies or for any employment there. So after getting into this country or a new country, not only here, we need to watch carefully what is needed here, either for the government or the community or for the employer. And then you try to develop your new skill sets, because basically you have got that potential. Just you have to adapt, take that out to learn new skills that match with the employment. So that takes a little bit of time during that period. Don't be excited, don't be afraid or freaky or depressed, whether if we get any job, how are we going to live here or something like that. That was my personal experience. So
remaining calm and kind of focused.
Yes, yeah.
And having that spirit of being adaptable.
Yes.
That you've moved somewhere different, things are going to be different. Some adaptability is going to be required.
Yes.
Yeah. And did you...
Before you move on, can I give a light touch of my personal experience?
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love to hear it.
I have done my PhD here, and with my bringing up my kid, 5-year-old kid, it took a little bit longer than usual or normal. So it took about 4 years, at 4.5 years. After that, it was a little bit difficult for me to find a suitable job in here. So then what I did was, what is needed here rather than the qualities I have? Then I thought of, I have looked in that direction, and I found that veterinary skills are needed here, veterinary qualifications, more and upgrading my qualifications. And then I worked in that direction, and I have passed the qualifications, New Zealand qualification exams related to my veterinary degree. And thereafter, it was a piece of cake for me to find a job in here and settling.
Right. So making your Indian qualification up, I was going to say upgrading it, but, adapting and then sitting the relevant qualification to have it recognized here, that was a really important part.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, thank you for summarizing that.
Just making sure I had fully understood what you were saying. Yes. And I think that can be a bit, it can be hard work for people, where I can't imagine myself, we know how hard it is to get a veterinary degree, going to another country and then having to, do a whole another lot of exams and study and whatever. That's quite hard work, I would think.
But I'm lucky, because the New Zealand's only one vet school is located in Palmerston North. So as I am here, it made my job easier to get there.
Yeah, that's true. So is there anything you think that's particular about Palmerston North that makes it a welcoming place, or things that you think that we could do better to be more welcoming?
Advantages of getting into Palmerston North, I would go first, is it is a more approachable city. For example, if you want to go to any supermarket or malls in the CBD, it is quite reachable. Everything will be in a reachable distance. So if you go to a bigger city like, I can't take it as an example, the names. You have to struggle to find the places or anything if you want to do there. But this is very approachable and everything is within a reachable distance. Mm. People are friendly. And you will find your, food is also important.
Yeah, very important, isn't it? I know that myself. Finding some familiar food that reminds you of home.
Yeah. Yeah. Though it is a small place compared to other bigger cities, but you will find your native food here, food ingredient to make your food. So I feel it is quite comfortable in that aspect. What else we can improve making it more welcoming for immigrants is mixing with them, making them to be part of community and making them attending community events and making them understanding what is this city like and what are the people like here. And
yeah, I think just reaching out to new people. Yeah, you know, so if you live here already, reaching out to new people because I think we can get quite comfortable with the regular people that we see. Yeah. We don't necessarily think to, you know, invite a new person to the barbecue or, you know, for drinks or whatever it might be. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a good point.
Yeah, mostly community events, organization of community events and getting to know each other.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So just to sort of finish, because we're coming towards the end of the time, how are things in India at the moment? I mean, I can't really, you know, go past the fact that India's had a really bad sort of second wave of COVID. And I wonder, you know, how that's affecting, you know, your state and your friends and family. Are you in touch with them?
Yeah, the circumstances are quite bizarre in India, including my state as well, and my family is also affected with the current COVID infections. Mm. And slowly they are recovering at the moment. That's what I heard through news and newspapers. And they're recovering at the moment, and people are becoming aware and getting vaccinated against the infection.
Well, that's encouraging to hear, because there was quite a worrying time there things were really quite bad. And, and I think when you're away from family in another country, it sort of makes the worry worse in a way, doesn't it?
A lot of worry. Yeah, when you're far away and you cannot get there in the needy time.
Yeah.
So it is really...
it's a bit stressful. I had the same thing with the UK, you know, when the UK was having a very bad wave, and you know, worry about my family and my sisters, and and then knowing that really you can't travel, so it's tricky, tricky.
That is the main obstacle.
So before COVID, were you able to get back home at any stage?
Was really very free, no problem to getting back home and visiting family, friends and parents and everything. It was really nice. Yeah. So before COVID, the world was quite different, and we have no problems.
Yeah. So you were able to keep in touch with people from home on quite a regular basis prior to that?
Virtual meetings, virtual visiting.
And so have they come to terms with the fact that this is your home now, or are they expecting you to move back home, as they say, at any stage?
Yeah, but I'm going to giving examples there because I'm a teacher, basically.
Yeah.
I will give you an example, Lona, We were going to India to visit family very often before COVID, at least once in 2 years or something like that. And we were spending very joyfully there for about a month and two. And then after coming back, getting down the flight, and when we see Palmerston North, home. That's what I
So when you came back, you felt, oh, we've come home. Yeah, it's very interesting, because at some point that happens, doesn't it? I've Yeah, I know that feeling myself, where I've been to visit people in the UK, and, you know, as the plane gets back over New Zealand and you see the tip of Northland, you just feel like, oh, yeah, I'm back home now.
Yeah, yeah. Back home.
it's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it's a really nice feeling.
And that's good. I mean, I think it's good because you want to feel comfortable where you're living, and you want to feel that it really is home.
That's what Palmy made us. And I think, I feel like we got addicted to Palmy's North. So.
Yeah, it does sort of grow on you. Did you intend to stay when you came? Or were you thinking it was just
going
to be...
We did not know, Lorna. We didn't have that firm decision or firm foresight when we arrived in here to do our PhDs. But later, the scenario changed.
Well, I signed up for 3 years. I said to Craig, you know, we'll do 3 years, then we'll go back home. And that was about 20 years ago now. So... I think it does grow on you. It does grow on you.
Yeah, because Palmerston is, I feel, my personal thing, it's a great city to raise your kids.
Yeah.
And it is a safe city and safest city, I feel, to be in here, especially in the early days of your migration. Later also, if you find a job, it is a good place to live in.
Yeah, I think so. Well, look, that's a great statement to end on. So, look, thank you so much for your time and coming in and talking about your experience moving to Palmy, and really enjoyed having you this morning.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. It's really a good, interesting story.
That's great. So, people who've been listening to Making Palmy Home, I'm Lorna Johnson, and you can catch the podcast on npr.nz/show/Making Palmy Home. Cheerio.